This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
First time you are hearing from me since my speech incarceration, and I really don't want to get into what's going on here on the inside. I'm much more concerned about what's going on out there. But I will say, I am finally out of my solitary confinement for a week, and I'm extremely blessed because your prayers have come through. Some friends helped me get through it with some conversations, as well as getting me a digital radio, so I had some reach with the outside world. And I was also able to follow a bit of the news via some talk shows, and we have a TV here that I'm able to tune into on the FM dial as well, and they have newscasts up as well. And, of course, I could sit here and talk about all the Biden crime family corruption that we've seen, the media that is obsessed with war, propaganda, and all the regular stuff, but that's not what I want to bring to this message today. I just got done reading some of the mail that has been sent to me, and to try to express how important it is or what it means to me would simply be impossible. I do somehow plan to show you how grateful I am for that when I do get out of here. But I've got to say, my shirt has grown. I have to wear a double XL shirt now because my heart has grown so much from your fan mail. And also, I'm now wearing double XL pants because, well, I'll just leave that up for your interpretation. But seriously, every single letter that's sent to me, I read every word. Some of them I read twice or three times. I can't tell you how much they mean to me. And I'm going to reshare the information here on this Twitter account so that you can continue to send me the fan mail and uplift me. When I'm tired, I get energy. When I'm hungry, I feel I'm fed. And it's all thanks to your letters. When you write them, you may not think I read them or they mean much to me, but trust me, I read them and they mean more than you could even imagine. Now again, I don't want to get too much into what's going on here, but I have been helped along the way by some friendlies. Today is my first day out, and so now my life on the outside, as it would seem, begins. Of course, that being hyperbolic since I'm still on the inside, but when you spend 7 days in solitary, getting out and into a jail and being able to move feels like the outside. It was bitter cold today. It was sunny.
This call is from a federal prison.
It was sunny the entire time I was in. And then, of course, as soon as I get out, it becomes rainy and freezing. But let me tell you, the 40 degrees wind and rain couldn't have felt any more refreshing than it did when I stepped out today. Probably just as refreshing as the sun would have felt. But we will reshare the information. I hope you keep the mail coming. They had to bring a wheelbarrow in for me just to receive it. I'm being facetious, but that was the joke the guards were making. So my life on the outside of the inside begins today. Once again, I cannot thank you all enough for your letters. I'm not sure everything that's going on out there, but hopefully it's encouraging. Hopefully there's some good news, and maybe I'll be able to get a little more informed now that I'm outside and have a little more access to news, television, and this phone call. And even though my time on the phone will be limited, I will be using it efficiently to try to reach out and send as many messages to you as possible. I do hope to pull the impossible and maybe something that's never been done before, hosting a radio show from a federal prison. But we'll work on that as I learn the flow of my life now on the outside. The countdown has begun. Your prayers mean everything. Your letters mean more than you can ever imagine. I'm eternally grateful, and I cannot wait until the day I return to being live on air with you, my friends, my family, and my fellow patriots. Godspeed, and God bless.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I better realize
joining us is a really smart individual. Tony Lyons is publisher at Skyhorse, the biggest independent publisher in this country that publishes diverse ideas. He started it back in 1997, founded it officially as, in his latest incarnation, 2006, skyhorsepublishing.com. And I want to pick his brain about the world, what's happening today, not just talk about my new book, The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. I want to get his view just in general about what a crazy world we're in, but also we'll show some of these on air. Elon Musk declares the great awakening from woke has happened. The great awakening from woke has happened. And going through the tweets here, he says the great awakening from woke has happened. This is good for civilization. It's a bellwether. The bellwether has sounded. The word cis is heterosexual slur. Shame on anyone that uses it. Yeah, obviously a slur. And he goes on to say that woke means your campaign is nothing more than clickbait and that it's all the tyranny of the mind. Elon Musk says the woke mind virus is arguably one of the biggest threats to modern civilization. So, the book's called The Great Awakening. We could have called it The Great Awakening, which is a take on woke. But certainly no one can deny The Great Awakening is here. We got the great Mickey Willis with his film, The Great Awakening. We've had these throughout history. We're definitely at that crossroads now. So, Tony Lyons, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Alex.
Where do you want to start? I mean, what's your view? Because you're a smart guy. We talk all the time. I've interviewed you many times, and I see you on other shows, about how would you describe the state of the world right now? We've got the Great Reset, the New World Order coming out trying to take over, and then we also have the Great Awakening that's a counter to it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to start with the fact that, you know, I'm proud to have published this book, and I think readers, you know, viewers ought to really think about reading this book, that you are clearly the most persecuted and vilified person in the United States. You know, over these past few years, there's nobody who's endured what you've gone through. And, you know, you don't work for anybody. You're not, you know, paid by anybody. So, you know, you can really be trusted to say what you believe. And that's so rare in this world because almost everybody is conflicted in some way, you know, has some sort of conflict of interest that makes it hard for them to tell the truth. So I think that this is a really important book for people to read, that people ought to be able to read anything they want in this country. And, you know, that's the main thing that I'm here to say, but I'm happy to talk about anything.
Well, we got some of the great reviews, but the last book was excellent, The Great Reset and the War for the World, but it's about half as long. This one took 4-5 times longer to write. It was up like 600, 700 pages. We had to cut some. You guys and your research team of lawyers and more checked everything. So that took a lot of time going through everything I said, every word I said. I mean, this book doesn't just cover the enemy operations, which it does, more than half of it, but the other 40% is solutions, an alternative to that. What's your take on the book?
You know, my take on the book is that, you know, this is incredibly thought-provoking, that, you know, there's been this sort of globalist coup all around the world, and you outline how it's falling apart, that, you know, that all the money and all the power in the world hasn't been able to stifle freedom. And, you know, those blurbs on the back are just spectacular blurbs. I mean, I would like to read some of them, but it's so important that we have people in this country who are able to think for themselves, decide for themselves what they want to do, what they want to think, what they want to read, what they want to put in their bodies. And, you know, this is the kind of book that, you know, people will say is dangerous, you know, that it's dangerous for them to read. But who is it dangerous to? You know, it's dangerous to the globalist. It's dangerous to the corrupt public officials. So, you know, look at what some of the people who gave blurbs of this book have written. So they said, Alex Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he's been far better as a guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than anybody at NBC News. And he could have gone on to say anybody in the mainstream media. And that's from Tucker Carlson. And you have, you know, great blurbs from Bill Maher, from Joe Rogan, Steve Bannon, Mickey Willis, who you mentioned. So, you know, this is an important book for people to read. And, you know, George Orwell has a great quote, and it's actually in the book. And it's, in the time of deceit, the truth, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell said that, you know, 70, 80 years ago. And, you know, like I said before, you tell the truth and you have no reason to hold back. And people should read this book. They should question the media that they've been inundated with, and they should start to open their eyes. And that's what this book is about. It's about a great awakening.
Well, as Elon Musk said, the great awakening from wokeism is good for civilization. He just said that last night. And he sees everywhere the great awakening. And I think as people see that freedom's popular and it's going to let us survive nuclear war and not have nuclear war, more people are coming over to it. I mean, you tune into Bill Maher now. He says the deep state's running everything. He always sounds like Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones. So Carlson's getting super hardcore. Rogan's getting more hardcore. Those are bellwethers of the fact that the public is not buying this. Plus, populists being elected at record numbers all over the world, anti-globalists, that's got to really scare the enemy. The problem is the enemy's going to strike back. That's why the info war is so important right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you see all around the world, things are happening quickly. And if we're not, you know, sort of able to see clearly what's going on and able to get alternative points of view, then we're just lost. And, you know, we see that in the Ukraine war. People have no idea what we're fighting for there. You know, Biden has no plan for the future, no peace deal on the table. You know, so, you know, the problem that we face all around is that people want to be involved in something, and they get all of this disinformation from the government, from their politicians, from the big corporations, and they don't know what to do. So they go out in the streets with Ukrainian flags or Palestinian flags, and they don't really know what it's all about. They're just being told what to do or what to think.
I got a bunch of the reviews here. It's 5-star reviews. Do you have those in front of you, Tony?
I don't actually have those in front of me, no.
I think I'm going to read some of these on air and get your takes to them. This is Lee Ash says, talk about connecting the dots. We have witnessed crazy making history behavior and events for a while now. Trying desperately to make sense of it all, Alex Jones is the master of consuming, digesting, then presenting clear and concise interpretation of all of this that confounds. I will do whatever I can to support and encourage the man to share his revelations so that we may claim them as our own. Very nice thing written. We've got another. Paul said, required reading for the world. This book needs to become required reading for everyone on the planet ages 15 and up. To understand the depths of fascism, communism, and Marxism we've currently rapidly transforming into globally on purpose. Bravo to Jones and company for compiling this necessary evil. Then it goes on. Here's one from very informative. This is from MAGA. Some of the most important eye-opening info money can buy. And again, it will keep the broadcast on air. It's also a fundraiser. There's a little must-read from O'Mucky. It says, for all those who want to understand this crazy time, here's another one from Judy. An amazing boom. Can't sing his praises enough. Wow, what a book. Alex Jones was right. There's a bunch of others, but it's an important book. Will it save the world? No. But it's one more piece in the puzzle to save the world with God's help. Tony Lyons is our guest. We'll come back and talk about world events straight ahead. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's important to talk about what the Great Awakening is. It's important to define what we're promoting, what humanity wants. America 2.0, the Renaissance. We've not been perfect, but compared to the rest of the world, we're the place where you got due process and private property and the right to travel and a common born person was just as important as a king. We were against elitism. We were for a meritocracy of what the people stood for. And that's what the Great Awakening is about. It's also about realizing it's a spiritual battle. It's about finding God. And it's not about going to some fake church. It's about realizing this is, at the end of the day, about good versus evil. We've got Tony Lyons, the publisher of Skyhorse, that has been a big publisher for a long time. But, man, you are just dominating by putting out the books that are censored, putting out the information. I mean, I'm sure you saw it before you published our last book. One of the top publishers in the country, one of the top groups came to me and said, we want to put out a book about Alex Jones. And they fired the famous agent, and they fired more people and put articles everywhere about it. And the publisher then gave the promotional information about Alex Jones and the real history of the world, I think was the headline for the book, to kill it. I mean, that's how important it is for them to not just burn books. It's more important to keep them from ever getting published. Then the left misrepresents that the right wing's burning books when all they've been doing is saying don't give sexually explicit porno pedophile cartoon books to middle schoolers. Can you speak to those two different? Because the left's like, oh, we're for free speech, while they're the ones really driving the control.
People have no idea how much censorship there is in this country now. I mean, when a book like this comes out, I mean, when your last book came out, The Great Reset, you know, it sold more copies in the first week than any other book in the country, but it didn't make it onto any bestseller lists. It was not in any newspaper or magazines. There were no write-ups anywhere. It got totally stifled. I mean, there was a total media blackout. So the best-selling book in the country for the week, and nobody talks about it, nobody writes about it. So that's what's really happening. I mean, the censorship is so broad, and yet, like you say, the left wants to tell people that there's this censorship of things like the right to choose your gender. You know, in a small town in some library where all the people there disagree with that kind of writing being put in the hands of young children, you know, which I think is perfectly legitimate versus the censorship of ideas versus the censorship of your right to believe, to say, to practice whatever you want to practice.
Well, yeah, the real censorship is stopping books from being published. We're not saying censor, you know, these terrible books that are on the verge of being illegal, promoting pedophilia. We're just saying you're not going to put it as required reading or force it on our children. That's completely different than the left going around killing news organizations, killing publishers, killing books being printed so adults can read them. That's real censorship.
Right. I mean, grown-ups in this country, in a democracy, are perfectly able, perfectly capable of deciding what they believe. And what they need is access to accurate information. And then they decide what that information means, whether they believe it, whether they think that it's valid. You know, we don't need the government or some big corporation to tell us what the truth is.
Let's talk about the book. I mean, I know there's two proofreaders that go over it, and I know your main proofreader usually just reads it and doesn't, you know, reserves comment. But that she said, wow, if people really read this book, it's going to shake things up. That this is a really important book. And I'm not putting down the last book. The last book's hardcore, quick read. This is twice as long on the globalist operation and what their plan is. This gets into a wide spectrum of how the globalists operate, what they're planning, and how we've got to conquer them. And then really gets into admitted. Everything in here is admitted, where the globalists have women get pregnant. This is what we know Epstein was into, Nygaard, you name it. And then they have them have the baby, and then or bring it to close to term. Then they suck it dry of all its juices and inject the juices into themselves. So that's like Count Dracula having a son or a daughter, and then he drinks their blood. I mean, this is beyond Count Dracula, and these people are on television. This stuff's all open source, saying, I kill my children and suck their juices. I mean, that's just a few pages of the book for people that don't know. This thing is insane.
I mean, you know, generally, anti any kind of censorship, but the truth is that, you know, the censorship that we've had has been of the wrong material, that, you know, we've been steered towards specific ideas. We've been, you know, gotten to the point where you go on to YouTube or to Google and the results that you get are designed by a big corporation or by the government with the intent of controlling what you think and what you believe. And that's what the real danger is. That's what the real problem that we have to fight is. And that's a part of the whole globalist agenda. But, you know, what this book really shows is that it's possible to fight back, that there can be a rebellion, and that's actually happening now, that there's so many shows out there. There's so many people who are fighting back, who recognize what's happening, notwithstanding the best advertising in the world. You know, the most powerful people trying to control you, people are fighting back, and the desire for freedom is so incredibly strong that it's winning.
Well, Tony, that's very well said. In closing, I'd like to drive the book to number one. I don't get paid as much when it's number one on Amazon, but it reaches more people. Last time the book went to number one, it was, well, I found it to be number one in a bunch of the different rating services, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, but the New York Times refused to rate it. But regardless, it was a number one bestseller. I'd really like to see this book go to number one.
I mean, I think that people should even look at it like that. Look at this as sort of like a blow against censorship. They should buy this book. They should read it. They should get their friends, their family to read it. You know, it's so important that we not allow the government and these big, powerful corporations to control our lives. And we have to be able to read things, even if we disagree with them. We have to be able to hear all the different points of views so that we have some way of deciding what we really believe. And this is a great book to read in order to get the alternative point of view that's been written by you, Alex Jones, the person who's been vilified in every newspaper in this country. And they're telling you, they're telling your viewers, don't read this book. And that's a great reason to read it. That should make you want to read it. That should make you say, I want to read this book. I want to display it. I want it up in my apartment. I want people to know that I'm not controlled, that I do what I want, that I read what I want, and that I decide what I believe.
Well, that's what this is really all about. It's bigger than Alex Jones. I hate to make myself the center of this, but I'm the guy they chose first for destruction. Trump's had more persecution, but he's got tens of billions of dollars to fight it. I don't. So per capita, I probably am one of the most persecuted people other than Julian Assange. And they'd like to put me in prison like they've done Owen Schroyer. But not 9 years of solitary confinement. Owen will be out soon. We're praying for him. But if they can set that precedent with him, they can do it with anybody like Julian Assange. Where's the mainstream media defending fellow journalists? They're not. And so that's why we're in such a dangerous situation. And what they do is they steal your identity with censorship and build this straw man. This book allows people to see the real Alex Jones. Tony Lyons, thank you so much. People should get The Great Awakening now at Amazon.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Wait.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Who in God's name needs a weapon with 100 rounds in a chamber?
The day before the Lewiston, Maine massacre, Mother Jones ran a story on banning AR-15s. Within hours after the massacre involving an AR-15, Kamala Harris wanted our guns.
Once again, routine gatherings, this time at a bowling alley and a restaurant, have been turned into scenes of horrific carnage. And let us be clear, it does not have to be this way. As our friends in Australia have demonstrated.
The Australian example reveals that after the horrific Port Arthur shooting that killed 35 people, the Australians confiscated firearms. The propaganda would tell you that no mass shootings have occurred since. However, 24 mass shootings have occurred in Australia since 1996.
Take away the guns, because less guns equal less mass shooting. Well, that's a problem. Because as we've seen in Australia, Gee, throw that article up from the Australia Institute, more guns now than before Port Arthur. New research from the Institute finds that there are more guns in Australia now than there were before the Port Arthur massacre and introduction of strict gun control. So just to be clear, if your article is that, well, there are less mass shootings now because we took the guns, then your argument is actually the opposite, because you're arguing that more guns equal less mass shooting. How are they arguing that? Because there's more guns.
Reminder, the Second Amendment isn't about weapon type or caliber or hunting. It is about protecting American citizens from a tyrannical government, and at the very least, protecting themselves from a mass shooter released by our government.
Nerves are rattled right now, keeping an eye on the woods. Because I know those woods down there, they go run right back here. I got my daughter inside.
Your daughter? How old is your daughter?
She's 10 years old.
Has there ever been a more poignant time for the Second Amendment than right now?
An internal memo obtained by Newsmax, the San Diego Field Office of Customs and Border Protection writes, quote, San Diego Field Office Intelligence Unit assesses that individuals inspired by or reacting to the current Israel-Hamas conflict may attempt travel to or from the area of hostilities in the Middle East via circuitous transit across the southwest border. The memo continues, foreign fighters motivated by ideology or mercenary soldiers of fortune may attempt to obfuscate travel to or from the U.S. or to or from countries in the Middle East through Mexico. The memo comes as this weekend, Customs and Border Protection released its final figures for fiscal year 2023, showing 172 suspected terrorists. That's the highest number ever.
In this heightened environment, there's no question we're seeing an increase in reported threats, and we've got to be on the lookout, especially for lone actors who may take inspiration from recent events to commit violence of their own.
But the O'Biden installation presses on. As Reuters reported, the U.S. has stopped issuing export licenses for most civilian firearms and ammunition for 90 days for all non-governmental users, citing national security and foreign policy interests, and that the risk of firearms being diverted to entities or activities that promote regional instability, violate human rights, or fuel criminal activities. Exporters can continue to submit license requests during the pause, but they will be held without action until that pause is lifted. The Commerce Department declined to comment beyond the posting on its website. Sure, not exporting guns and ammunition to our enemies makes sense, but there are more layers to this. The edict creates a chilling effect on American gun shops, as their primary source of revenue is exports, a loophole ultimately designed to put scores of small business gun owners out of business, sending a rippling effect caused by shortages among supporters of the Second Amendment and those simply utilizing their God-given right to self-defense. John Bowne, 40.
I want to hit the freezing temperatures. 60 million Americans under freeze alert as powerful Arctic blast crashes temps nationwide. And they've got the real numbers here. 2023 is a year of record cold temperatures around the world, but the media is silent, lying to you, saying it's the hottest ever, which is not true. Is not true. But I want to shift gears into Joe Biden first. Archivist locates 82,000 pages of Joe Biden's pseudonym emails, possibly dwarfing the Clinton scandal. Oh, he didn't use the bit bleach to erase it, I guess, or have his employees smash up the phones like Hillary did. He lied and said he wasn't in business deals with Hunter. He lied and said he wasn't getting money from it. It's all lies. He owns a whole bunch of expensive houses while he was saying he was the poorest member of the Senate. And now we've learned that he had 40 FBI informants since he was vice president in and around him to monitor all the criminal activity he was involved in while he blackmailed and was blackmailed. This is just par for the course And Jesse Waters did a good job of this a few days ago, breaking it down. Here's what he had to say.
Everything Primetime has been saying about the FBI and the Biden family has just been confirmed. For years, we've told you the FBI knew everything the Bidens were up to. The cash, the Chinese diamonds, American policy for sale. Not only was Biden blackmailing other countries and other countries blackmailing him, but the FBI was blackmailing Biden. Senator Chuck Grassley just announced that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has had 40 informants inside the Biden family for the last 15 years. What does that mean? It's exactly what you think. 40 FBI informants, going back to the time Joe Biden was vice president, have been providing criminal information to FBI field offices throughout the country. 40 FBI informants have been feeding the Bureau exactly what Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden have been doing all over the world. Primetime isn't sure the FBI had this many informants working on the Trump campaign. So, what does it mean that the FBI has had the Biden family wired? And what does it mean that the FBI hasn't done a thing? Well, it tells me that the FBI knows all of the president's dirty laundry and is blackmailing them.
That's exactly how it works. Remember, Whitey Bulger, this is one one-billionth of what Biden's done, killed dozens and dozens and dozens of people we know of, and would run around murdering people for the FBI over decades in Massachusetts, namely Boston. So it was an arm of the FBI. And, of course, Mueller was involved in that and all the rest of it. So that's all this is they are an organized crime syndicate at the top and in key jurisdictions. And now the organized crime syndicate is absorbing what's left of it. So by having all this dirt on Biden, Russia money, Ukraine money, China money, he was like a vending machine. He wasn't a Chinese agent or a Russian agent. He was an agent selling on America. They could come to him and get whatever they wanted as well with the blackmail. And you know Israel's involved. Israel was involved blackmailing Clinton over Monica Lewinsky. That came out. And British intelligence. They want fully compromised individuals who will carry out whatever crimes they want. And then if they ever get caught, or the thing comes out, they can just burn the minion. They can burn the puppet. That's how this situation works. That's how this paradigm operates. And now you see Biden following his orders to gut this country's treasury, to gut the borders, to just gut everything. And this country is in rapid, accelerated decline. And I just sit back and watch the FBI and the Justice Department that think they're fat and happy. But the globalists above them are literally deindustrializing the nation, so the money they get and what they make won't be worth anything. You won't be able to buy anything with it. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. You'll be happy, as Klaus Schwab famously said. So this is amazing revelations, but we already knew it. Now, this goes back to J. Edgar Hoover had dirt on everybody, on the politicians, and then would have them under his control or the interest that were blackmailing him, the mafia of him dressed as a woman and having sex with men. So that's how this has been operating for a long, long time. It's very cynical. It's very sick. It's very dangerous. We'll talk about the record low temperatures when we come back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We got some big breaking news that just happened in Congress. FBI Director Chris Wray just testified and revealed that Iran has assassination teams, sleeper cells inside the U.S. That's definitely true. FBI Director Chris Wray reveals that Iran have made assassination attempts. Not just assassination teams, they have assassination attempts have happened against high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil. Iran is serious. You're like, well, you just spent the last segment attacking the FBI's leadership. Yeah, but I also study Hezbollah and Iran and the open borders, and when this happens, and he says it has happened, who left the border open? Who's got bulldozers smashing barbed wire down in South Texas in violation of federal court orders right now? Oh, Biden. But think of the big picture. How much have I said they want to assassinate Biden if he won't step down and blame it on some group, either domestic or foreign? They've also been saying Iran wants to kill Trump. They can claim a truck bomb goes off and Iran did it. They want to kill Trump. They want to kill Biden. I'm the only person really saying they want to kill Biden, too. A lot of folks are saying, look at the trajectory of attacks on Trump. Nothing's working. The next thing's kill Trump. I said, we'll have a right winger do it or claim they did it, a patsy. Another Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh, or they'll let a group do it. They'll carry it out and blame a patsy or have an outside group and allow an outside group to do it. This is very, very, very serious. We are in the countdown to them trying to suspend the election. If they kill Biden a few months out from the election, look for that to happen. I'm telling you, we are in so much danger. Things are so incredibly serious. And the public is smart in many ways, but not smart in others. And people just don't get wide spectrum understanding, and it's completely out of control. Here's Ray, just an hour ago or so, testifying to Congress.
As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil. And along those lines, Hezbollah, Iran's primary strategic partner, has a history of seeding operatives and infrastructure, obtaining money and weapons, and spying in this country going back years.
And what have I been saying, like a broken record for years, but intensifying since October 7th, they're going to either allow Iran to attack or they're going to say Iran attacked. But then the media won't point out they brought all these people in by the millions. Hundreds of thousands of military-aged men from the Middle East. They're getting ready to make their move, folks. It's all pre-programmed. Ray's also out there saying a complete lie that right-wing Trump supporters, this is an FBI internal bulletins, 6 months ago, 5 months ago again, 4 months ago again, haven't seen one in 4 months, but they put out three memos to other law enforcement agencies and others saying, we believe Trump supporters are going to hack the power grid and bring it down working with Russia. So they do it. They use that to disrupt the election or whatever else they want. Then they bring in an internet kill switch to, quote, shut everybody else off the web so you can only go to certain sites, claiming free mobility on the web allows the hackers to keep hitting infrastructure. Now they've implemented the internet kill switch using this as the cover. Now, a real attack by the Iranians or others, you hit 200 and something sites, it's less than 250 sites, with rifles. 308 will do it. You hit these key transformers at key points that are known, that aren't hardened, that aren't protected. They should have steel jacketing, lead jacketing from EMP and solar flares, and then steel to stop bullets. Congress has had multiple congressional hearings on over the last decade. Last estimate was $3 billion and change to harden those 200-plus facilities with the big giant transformers and simply put armored boxes around them that have an inch of steel and then another quarter inch or so of lead on the inside. And that protects it from solar flares. They had that, what, Carrington event, was in 1913, I forget the exact date, where half the planet's electricity blew out in Europe and the U.S. because a big solar flare came in and there was energy in it that heated up the power lines and blew all the little transformers up. So if we get hit by a direct solar flare, our magnetic field will block a lot of it, but the radiation will come through and will go into the wires. It's like you can hold a fluorescent light bulb up to a power cable outside, and it will turn on because there's that much power leaking out of it, out of the power line. What do you think happens when a coronal mass ejection actually hits the Earth dead on? The last time it happened was 100 and something years ago. It will blow everything out. So, first estimate was $2 billion. There's inflation. The last estimate, what, 5 years ago, I've had experts on, was $3 billion and something million. I think it was like $3.7 billion. And there's only 200 and something sites that are the main switching systems. You blow all those out, it would take a year to get them all working. They don't have the spare parts. They don't have backups. One plan was to have backup transformers on site. So if these blow up, you can put the new ones in. But you still have to shield those. All you do is put a damn box around them. I'm going to say it again. All you do is put a box around it. All you do is put a steel lead box around it. Oh, there's a $300 billion or whatever per all these other countries this year for all these wars, another $100 billion they want now. That's all fine and dandy. But we don't have $4 billion to shield it. And then they're saying, we're going to go in and hack the internet. And through the internet, Meanwhile, they let Huawei put up their transmitters everywhere. You can do it with those. It just gives me a headache. It absolutely pisses me off, too. So, our evil government that's got money for everything. Biden's putting in $45 billion to take over former government buildings and put homeless in it. Those will just be FEMA camps. Oh, the poor people stay there. And as more people are poor, you then go live in that, but it's really a prison camp and it just normalizes it. That's the headline today. They've got all these COVID emergency centers that they can hold millions. They're building all over every Western country, and the UN says it's to hold people during the next pandemic. So they got $45 billion to turn government buildings into homeless shelters. They're doing it. They don't have $3-plus billion to harden the damn things from the Iranians or whoever else wants to attack them. And by the way, you take out 200 and whatever it was, I forget the number, 240-something sites, I forget the exact number. We've had top experts on. You take those out, the whole power grid goes out. You take out a couple dozen, you can take out whole power corridors over multiple states. And then they don't have even new ones built. They don't have stockpiles of them. It's like a part for a weird car that you got to wait a year to get the part sent to you. Maybe you never get the part sent to you. So you got to jump the car. I mean, do I have to explain how crazy this is? They should have lead steel shielded facilities at all 200 plus sites with backups. That's even smarter. Or they should shield them in place, which costs more money because you got to build it around the wires. I don't know, folks. It's just totally insane. And I don't even know what to say at this point anymore. But I could see the enemy war game and see this coming before they said the right-wing Trump supporters are going to aid Russia in cutting off the power grid by a cyber attack. And that's how they'll probably do it, because they don't want to actually blow the infrastructure up because they know they couldn't even get it turned back on. But they can still turn it off, say we did it, and everybody gets mad. And then they go, oh, and now to get on the web, you've got to have Internet ID, and you've got to come register here at the government to make sure you're not a hacker. They've already proposed that now. I foresaw that. Now they're proposing it. You can say one of two things. Either I know how to scan the enemy's operations, or I give them ideas. And that's not what it is. So many times I war game what I would do if I was them, getting in their mind, and then I'll read a white paper from 20 years ago. Like, I'll figure it out now organically, and then later people go, oh, you didn't know that? Here's this. And I'm reading some 10-year-old document or 5-year-old or 20-year-old document, and it's word for word what I envisioned. No, they're not getting their ideas from me, folks. I'm getting my ideas from them, watching them and how they operate. I couldn't come up with this crap, but I've seen enough of the stuff they do to know what their next move is. So with the FBI coming out and saying Iranians have already killed people? I told you that, by the way. They're all over the place. And I know that from people very close to me that didn't tell me anything classified. They just told me what was going on. And I'm going to leave it at that. And these are the people that would know. Believe it. Army Special Operations, people inside the FBI, high-level feds that I know personally. That's why I say the whole government's not bad. A lot of people in government are good, but they're compartmentalized. Evil is at control of... You have a lot of good people on a ship, but if the captain's crazy and trying to run you over a reef or set the damn boat on fire, at a certain point, you got to stop these lunatics. And we're all on this ship going right over the edge of a waterfall right now. All right, we're going to start the third hour. We have a former Army intelligence officer who's super smart, going to talk big picture and more World War III. Stay with us, hour number three.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.